Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Nonprofits typically benefit from a flood of donations during the holidays. Donated dollars, gifts, or time. You can find a list of places we've compiled that are seeking assistance at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Right now, we'll meet two women who have taken a more do-it-yourself approach to giving by creating their own events to benefit those in need in Baltimore City. Shannon Dixon recently moved back to Baltimore after working for the Veterans Administration in Philadelphia. Now she's deep into the details of her first ever Cookies and Hot Cocoa for the Homeless event on Christmas Eve. She's taking some time to join us today in the studio to tell us about it. Welcome to the show, Shannon.
Thank you.
Mary England is also here. She's a blogger, instructor, author, and life coach via her company, uncustomary.org. In January, she's organizing the second annual Scarf Abandonment Project, which is both an art installation and a scarf giveaway. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
Mary, how does the Scarf Abandonment Project work?
So it's basically just a guerrilla art installation where a bunch of people from all over the country and a lot of people in Baltimore are donating scarves, and we hang them on a fence that then people can take scarves as they need them.
And you call it a guerrilla art?
A guerrilla art installation.
Why?
Because guerrilla art is basically just the idea of doing something in a very grassroots way on the streets, and you're doing something as a gift to the public. So once you release it from your hands, it is no longer yours to claim anymore. It's no longer part of you, and it's just a gift that you're giving. And when we put it on that fence, it's theirs, and theirs to do with whatever they want with.
And the fence is where?
The fence is located at Fayette and President Street, across the street from the Phoenix Shot Tower.
What made you do this? How did the idea come about?
So last year, one of my blog readers posted a picture on my Facebook wall of a church in Portland, Oregon that had basically done a mini version of this outside of their church. And they posted a bunch of little scarves on their fence. And they said, "Hey, Mary, you should do this." And I said, "You don't have to tell me twice." And within 5 minutes, I had made an event page.
A Facebook page.
On Facebook, yeah.
And why in January?
Just because I've been doing events for 4 years, and one, I think that it's a really cool thing to use December as a time for giving, because that's a really great time that people are invested in the idea of kindness and giving. But it's also a really hard time to get people to be able to commit to an event, because there's so much going on with the holidays. Everybody's very busy. So January is just a time that it's still very cold in Baltimore here, but, you know, it's not so busy with the holidays. So it's just a better time for everybody, I think.
But Shannon, your event is very much focused on Christmas. It happens Christmas Eve. Tell us about the details of the Cookies and Cocoa for the Homeless event.
We're going to be serving the homeless. It's Guilford Avenue at the 300 block of North Pleasant Street, and we'll be right behind. There's a row of tents there. So I talked to one of the guys, and he was like, "Well, you all can set up back here." So I said, "Okay, we'll be back." So we're going to come back on Christmas Eve from 6 to 9 and serve cookies and hot cocoa and give out gift bags with some hats and some gloves and socks and granola bars and bottled water and anything anybody else wants to bring, they can bring. It's just going to be a fun event. I'm hoping.
What inspired you to do this? Where did the idea come from?
Well, when I was younger, I used to leave cookies and milk for Santa. And as I got older, I realized that my mom and dad were eating those cookies and milk. So as I got older, I was like, well, you know, if I could leave cookies and milk for an invisible person, because I looked at it like it was an invisible person, I said, well, how about I give cookies and hot cocoa to people that are invisible in the community, which are homeless people. So it was simple. It was just, that's where the idea came from. And on Christmas Eve this year will be the first day that I bring that vision to light.
There are lots of people who left cookies and milk for Santa who haven't organized themselves to reach out to the homeless. What I'm still looking for, the spark that made you think I can do this.
I don't know where it came from. Once I left the VA, I learned that a lot of veterans were homeless, and it it kind of broke my heart because I was like, oh my gosh, they have sacrificed so much. And then I think I started to look at the different faces of homelessness. There are a lot of different layers to it. And it's not just the panhandler that you see on the street. It's not the drug addict who you feel that may have smoked away their rent. It can be anybody. It can be a person that lost their job or got sick, lost their job, didn't have the income to sustain their household, and then their family was left out there to be homeless. Homelessness can affect anybody. So leaving the VA really, while I was there, it really like opened my eyes. And once I left there, I was just like, I can't continue to not do something. Like I have to do something. So this year, we came back to Baltimore in September, and I started posting the event. And then it was like I went from 4 people interested, 8 people. Then it was like one day I looked up, it was over 1,000 people were interested in the event. It was like, oh my goodness. And then it was 2,000 people. And now and 200 people are interested in coming. I'm like, where did all these people come from? But thank you.
So there literally are thousands of people who want to take part in distributing hot cocoa and cookies.
Over 2,000 people have expressed an interest on the Facebook events page. 200 and I believe 50 some people have said they want to come. I'm hoping that they will all come. People keep asking, do you have space? Do you have space? I'm like, we're outside. There are no capacity limits. So just come on down and hopefully they'll make it down on Sunday.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Shannon Dixon and Mary England about their grassroots events, the Scarf Abandonment Project and Cookies and Hot Chocolate for the Homeless. Mary, what was the turnout for last year's Scarf Abandonment Project?
Last year, we had 50 people participate, and that was from all over the country and the world. We had people mail in donations, and then we had actually just 6 people come out on the day of the install to help post the scarves on the fence. And we had 300 scarves total to donate.
300 total. And mm-hmm. You mentioned some of them are handmade.
About half of them, at least, are handmade, yes.
Any suggestions that you give about colors, size, fabric?
The only suggestion that I give, I'm not in the business of turning away any kind of donation because I think that everything is good. But, I do say if you are erring on the side of wanting suggestions, that wool is very good because wool is something that is very warm and also stays warm when it's wet. And that's something that people that are living outside need to be concerned with. So, dark colors are also something to be considerate of just because when you're living outside, there's also a risk of being mugged, and that's a real concern. So when you have something that's very flashy, that is associated with a higher monetary value. But when we posted all the scarves last year on the fence, people were coming out and they were like putting them on and being throwing them over their shoulder and being like, does this look good with my skin? Like having like a fashion show, so it was really fun. And they were taken, all of them, 100% of them were taken off the fence before we even left.
And let me pick up on that. The word abandonment, it kind of implies no interaction with the people who will get the scarves. Mm-hmm. Like your volunteers put the scarf on the fence and someone comes and takes it and they don't interact.
Yeah.
True or false?
False. I get that question a lot. With guerrilla art, art abandonment is a term that is used when you basically create art and then you leave it on the street in a public space for another person to find. And like I said, that guerrilla art aspect is giving something to the street for someone else to just, you're giving it as a gift. And the abandonment isn't a negative connotation. We're taking back that term. We're taking back what it means. And it just is basically the act of giving a gift in an anonymous way. We're going to a place where there are people that are sleeping in tents, like right next door. So they're ready, like, to come over. As soon as we started putting up scarves, people came over and we interacted with them the entire process of putting scarves up. We never really got to really fill the whole fence because people were just taking the scars and having fun with them.
And that was a big part of the reaction, was it fun?
Oh, absolutely. It was fun. It was gratitude. Also, part of it is that we have those tags attached to the scarves. We have
the tags.
We have tags. They're like little notes that are written that say, you are loved, stay warm. This is not lost. This is for you. This is a gift. And so that's like this little handwritten gesture that's also part of the gift. And
so each scarf has its own tag mm-hmm. with a message for the person who will who will get it.
Yeah.
Shannon, how are you preparing for the cookies and cocoa giveaway?
Well, we prepared the bags on Wednesday. That's where the volunteers came in and they stuffed the bags that we built that will be given out. They'll be in Christmas bags, so it's like they'll get a little present. So they're coming out and they're just going to put I'm trying to get 100, so I'm not sure if we have 100. People coming, but hopefully we will. And at this point, we're accepting cookies and cocoa because you can't have too much. That's the whole idea of the event. So if anyone wanted to just come down on Sunday and bring some cookies.
And how do you organize to serve hot cocoa to lots of people?
Well, people donated those insulated containers, like the 5-gallon containers, so we're able to keep the cocoa hot and serve them a nice hot cup with their cookies.
You both have experienced a lot of positive response. Are you surprised?
I'm pretty surprised. I mean, I, like you said earlier, with like getting it shared and stuff, you know, I had 50 people participate last year. And in my Facebook group now, I have 5.1 thousand people interested on the Facebook page. The first day that I posted it, 100 strangers that I didn't know shared the event on different pages. And I'm going around town and people are saying, like, are you the scarf lady? Like, it's crazy. It's so cool, though. It's surprising, but in this like really reaffirming, beautiful way that you're just like, I'm so happy that people are so excited about participating in something giving and kindness related.
It's so funny when you said that because I've gone to some events lately serving the homeless and people are like, oh, you're the cookies and hot cocoa lady. And I'm like, oh my God, like, so they were like, I'm coming. I'm like, oh, it's really heartwarming. And it's not about me. But if I'm the face of it and they feel like they can reach out and I'm that person, come, you know, reach out because I will respond. But it's just it's so many people. And I just had no idea it would take off like it has in this short amount of time.
I know.
Since September.
Me too. That's my timeline too.
Yeah. It's like, what? Like, where did these people come from?
I know. It's so great. I'm like, where have you been? I want to hang out.
Yes.
So what do you hope comes of this?
I want these people to feel special on Christmas Eve because it can be a time of loneliness if you're not with your family. A lot of people are, you know, their families are getting together that evening. They're trimming the tree if it's not already trimmed, or they're wrapping presents. But the homeless people, they don't have a house. Like, they're in these tents, or they're sleeping on these crates or vents on the street trying to stay warm. It's like, if I can just provide just a little bit of happiness from 6 to 9 p.m., that would just really, hopefully we just make somebody, even if one person shows up, one person will be changed, but I'm sure it'll be more than one. I'm sure it'll be more than just one person, but I'm just, you know, just to be able to provide them with some happiness on a day.
And Mary, how would you describe what you're trying to accomplish?
I honestly have two goals that are kind of like, I guess, really separate from each other. I really do want that interaction of giving something to people that need it. And that doesn't even necessarily need to be someone who identifies as homeless. You know, if somebody's coming along and they see this row of scarves and they have low income or they just need a scarf that day, then take the scarf. Like, that's what it's there for. And I want to provide somebody with a smile that day. Like, and, you know, a scarf isn't changing your life, but it's helping you a little bit in some way. But another big part of my goal is to cultivate and facilitate all these people, these 5,000 people that are so excited about kindness, to get them to keep that momentum up and to stay excited about kindness and to keep participating in these events, not just when it's the holiday season. It's all year round that people need help and need to feel good. And there are opportunities all the time.
Stay excited about kindness. It's a pretty good thought for us. Thank you so much, both of you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Shannon Dixon and Mary England are both creating DIY midwinter sharing events. Mary's Scarf Abandonment Project will happen Saturday, January 13th at 2 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul Church fence at 1200 North Front Street at the base of Highway 83 in downtown Baltimore. Shannon's Cookies and Hot Cocoa for the Homeless will take place near the corner of Guilford and Pleasant Avenues this Sunday, December 24th at 6 p.m. We have links to more information about both events and how you can help at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Time for a quick break, and then a Stoop story about how a rebellious attitude in fourth grade can directly affect one's Christmas experience. This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.